The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Your last happy memory, the last time you were doing something, you were thinking, this is quite satisfying, this is quite rewarding, like this. What comes to mind?
Oh, well, just this morning, I go walking really early in a deserted wood. I'm not a people person, and I don't over-talk. There are no awkward situations in the wood at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I suppose I like nature. Me and the birds and the dogs who've, you know, been in, are freed and run around, and I kind of think that's nice. What's great about the dogs is that their world is just that big, you know. If they just get to run around and sniff things and, you know, eat on time, then they're completely happy, their world is complete, you know, whereas with people it's so much more complicated.
Your last happy memory.
It's when I was working, and that was about 10 years ago. I was living in England. I was working as a cleaner in a hospital, and it was a lovely sunshine day, and I was talking to one of the patients on the ward. I just giving them their coffee, you know what I mean, and just having a chat, like, and it was just, you know, work and actually having a job.
On Monday, I was in my bed with my two kids, one on either side, getting ready for bedtime. They were both snuggled up close, having hugs. That was it.
If I was going to ask you, what was your last happy memory? What comes to mind?
Well, the most recent thing would be when we all met this morning in Cork at the train station, and then we all got on the train and then we all went up here, and it was a bit of a trick, but then we went to this art exhibition and I saw some art pieces that were just, it'll blow your mind away, like the way they have combined colour to create different types of feelings and the use of colour. There was one called Blue and Blue that was just amazing. That would make you think of blueberry and milk. Just a little example. That made me happy.
What comes to mind? Last happy memory.
Well, it's my birthday today, and yesterday I had a party with my family. So I'm separated 20 years. So to be with my daughters is a very happy occasion for me.
What did you do?
We went out for a meal in a restaurant, and it was very basic, but at the same time I don't meet them all that often, so I was delighted in meeting some of my daughters because I think they're fantastic people.
Well, I'd have to go back a long way. I'd have to go back to the mid-60s. I used to go regularly to horse racing. There was a more rural setting. And when you went up to the Phoenix Park in those days, in the mid-60s and the late 50s, you could have been in County Kerry. The bar was great. And you get a bottle of stout. That was the cork stout, not the cap stout. That's when you had to use a screwdriver to pull the cork out. The sandwiches consisted of a thick slice of ham, mustard, two large slices of sliced pan. And when you had that washed down with the stout, you were on cloud nine. You were on the threshold of heaven.
Last happy memory, what comes to mind?
Having dinner on the beach in Koh Lanta. Koh Lanta's in Thailand. It's an island not too far from Phuket, Phi Phi. But no jobs. Only the bags on our back, nowhere to live except our parents when we got home, but like pretty carefree anyway. So it was a good moment, because probably won't have too many 8-week holidays again for the rest of my life.
About a year, 18 months after my daughter died, first time I started laughing.
So the first time you laughed after your daughter died?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It was about 8 years ago.
What were you laughing at in that moment?
Because my boys were trying to wind me up. And then one of my young fellas pointed out to me, first time I started laughing. Yeah, happy.
If I was going to ask you, what was your last happy memory? What comes to mind?
That was landing in Dublin the other day. It had been about 25 or 30 years since I was back. When I landed, I thought, oh, I'm back. And I felt as if I was back home. So when I saw lots of relatives yesterday, they all said that, welcome home. It's good to have you home. it just reaffirmed how much I love them and how great it was to see them. So it was a good feeling.
Yes, John Bell O'Reilly there talking to people in St. Stephen's Green with all sorts of happy memories. Keep your texts on the subject too, coming to 51551, and we have a few in already. Mary says, my last happy memory, every morning I wake up and I find I am one day nearer, 4 years and 9 months, to being 5 years cancer-free. Last Saturday when my 14-year-old daughter came home safe and happy from Irish College. Yesterday when my 13-year-old stood nose to nose with me, chortling, and told me that he will be bigger than me shortly in a month or so. It doesn't get any better than this. And another text, emptying the worm-rich composter onto the vegetable plot in the sunshine yesterday, much to the delight of a friendly Robin. Keep your texts on your happy memories coming to 51551.